Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministries of Agriculture and Justice have collaborated to host the second of two predator loss desensitization workshops targeting members of the judiciary and other critical stakeholders in the month of March. We tell you more on today's program at Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Event promoters! Get your events added to the Kingston for February 2016 calendar. All you need to do is submit 2 type copies of the endorsement forms available on the Ministry of Tourism's website at mot.gov.jm/entertainment. So, get your event listed in the Kingston for February 2016 calendar. Submit your endorsement form on or before January 25. Events qualified for submission are those being held during the period February 1 to 29, 2016.
The Predator Larceny Prevention Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries says despite the success reaped since its formation in March 2015, some farmers continue to suffer significant losses as a result of the crime and other farm theft. As such, the unit, in partnership with the Ministry of Justice, will be hosting the second of 2 predator loss desensitization workshops targeting members of the judiciary and other critical stakeholders within the sector. The first session was held on Saturday, January 16, and the second is scheduled to be held in March.
We want the training to impact on the legislative amendments, namely the Agricultural Produce Act, the Predator Larceny Prevention Act, as well as the Fisheries Industry Act. Secondly, the seminar will impact on our food safety and security policy.
Some 40 clerks of the court, along with representatives from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, the Ministries of Justice and Health, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and private sector entities will participate in the workshops. Coordinator in the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit, Trudian Edwards, says the sessions will go a long way to protect farmers and the food security of the country.
I cannot stress the importance of sensitizing the judiciary as it relates to the impact of predator larceny. Now, predator larceny has evolved from just petty theft to a very organized crime. So it is very imperative that predator larceny is no longer viewed as a man stealing 2 or 3 oranges or a pineapple here and there. So we want to sensitize the judiciary and the Jamaican public at large that this is a crime that now threatens the food security of the nation.
She points out that there are serious health risks associated with the theft of agricultural produce, and this is something that members of the public need to be sensitized about.
Predator larceny should be perceived just as seriously as any other murder case when the case is presented. And we are sensitizing the judiciary to ensure that the manner in which the court discharges its duty fit the serious nature of the crime.
The workshops will include information sharing presentations that will benefit all stakeholders.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. We're here no day, no put no razor day. Translation, where there is no hair, do not put any razor there. And this means, don't go looking for trouble. We've come to the end of another episode of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjuit James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.